Hey, welcome, Children of the Stars. Good evening to another evening of Cosmic Code Radio here on the BBS. Dr. Troy will be joining me in just one second. And we have a host of topics to discuss tonight, from a little politics and the presidential debate, both past, present, and future. We're also going to go over a little bit the mind of an atheist, yes, and their critical UCI. And at the end of the show, after Dr. Torrey leaves and goes, we're going to go over Libra's forecast for the next 2 weeks. And I do want to go over something. I'm not all that into the politics, but I need to get a message through to my fellow Californians about a certain proposition in regards to your health. It's very misleading. In just a second, I will introduce Dr. Torrey. I do want to throw a couple of thank yous out. First, I want to thank the Animal Friends Rescue Project. We did a charity event for them 2 weeks ago. It was a smashing success. I am thoroughly exhausted from dancing in the hot sun all day, so bear with me if I'm a little slow tonight. I just woke up from a nap myself. So I also want to throw a shout-out to one of our cosmic coders, Joshua. He made this incredible astrology chart for some of us cosmic coders. And I know I'm not the only one who's thanked him, but I wanted to thank him live on air. Joshua, you rock. Dr. Torrey, good evening. How are you?
Absolutely wonderful. Before we go anywhere, I've got to tell you something that happened maybe about 3 hours ago.
Okay.
You know, since the Labor Day weekend where I saw the UFO, remember that I posted on YouTube, and a lot of people said that it was a balloon, like if people, like if the member of the government or any scientists are going to be working on a national holiday. Anyway, listen to this, and I don't know if you have ever heard of something like this. Since then, of course, I keep my eye above in the sky, and I saw from a very, very far distance what I thought was an airplane. Usually, again, you know, I am barely, what, maybe 15 minutes away from the airport, so there is quite a lot of activity as far as airplanes are concerned. And I know when you have very high airplanes, sometimes you don't even see the airplane. All you see is the white trace of the exhaust. So I know what's an airplane. I know. Now listen to this. What seems to be an airplane was coming north-south. It was just coming my way, and it was very high. And I thought, that's kind of a weird. I cannot really see if it's an airplane or not. So I have access to my goggle always. They are in my cabinet by my patio. I went there, I grabbed my goggle, and they're extraordinarily powerful. And I look up, and I finally locate that thing, whatever it was. Looks like if it was an airplane from what I could see. And then all of a sudden, this is where I had the biggest shock in my whole life. The
damn thing
right there, as fast as it was going, went in reverse and started to go back north. Now, listen, any plane that would do that, that could do that, would take a hell of a lot of miles to either go, you know, to turn. It'd take a long time. That thing right in front of my eyes in the middle of the sky went from extraordinarily fast, north-south bound, south-north bound again.
Wow.
Even in reverse. I was shocked. I'm telling you, there is a lot of interesting things going on in the skies of Phoenix.
I just wanted to share this with you
and the people who are listening to the show tonight. It was absolutely incredible.
Well,
and
I'll tell
you
something. 3 days ago, we saw something bizarre in the sky, too, but it was an airplane. But the airplane had a black disc attached to the bottom of the plane. Now, I did some research on this, and it says those are spy planes spying on people. But it was the weirdest thing. And we have binoculars outside, and my husband and I and the kids, all four of us, were like, what is that? So there, Dr. Torrey, there are some incredible things happening in the sky, especially over Phoenix.
Well, I'll tell you what, never heard of something like that.
That's amazing.
I've seen it happening today. And I have no explanation for it. So now you got it.
Well, maybe they're watching over you, Dr. Torrey.
Yeah, it looks like if I'm due for something one of these days. But to get so many omens above my head like that, there is no accident. Subconsciously,
right.
I'm physically now, I'm being told something. And as a matter of fact, Chiranya and I, tomorrow morning, we're taking a day off. I'm taking her in the middle of nowhere, the beautiful area, Canyon Lake. We're going to be driving in the middle of nowhere here. We're going to take our guns, we're going to take our goggle, we're going to take our fishing pole, and we're taking off for the entire day. So, hey, you know what?
You guys need it. Good for you.
At least you know. If we don't come back, you know, we've been picked up.
An abduction. The abduction of Dr. Torrey. Part two.
Yes.
Actually, part five. But you would have to understand that if you read Beyond the Secret. So
I can barely hear you. I was wondering if the engineer could give me more volume on my end. If Don listening, he probably is listening. Could you give me more volume? I can barely hear Linda, Don, please. Thank you.
And I'm
Hi, Linda. You go ahead, honey.
Can you hear me better now?
Oh, yeah. Now you're loud and clear. Thank you, Don. You heard me.
All right. Well, it's been quite an eventful week. I'm not sure where you'd like to go first. Do we want to tackle the whole atheist former radio station debacle, or shall we jump right into politics? You call it, Dr. T.
Yeah, you go ahead. Mercury is, you know, pretty much about to be retrograde or in its retrograde motion already. So the people of the past, the affair of the past, including all the morons of the past, seems to come back to us. So why don't you start by announcing this? Because I know those guys are listening anyway.
Well, a couple of days ago, I was looking on my emails on my iPhone, and I noticed a few things, and I sat there going, what the heck is this? And to be honest with everybody, when a person in my life doesn't really make a big impression on me, I have a tendency to kind of forget all about them, and that would be Mark Boyd. Mm-hmm. When Dr. Torrey mentioned Mark, I sat there going, who the heck is Mark? Am I supposed to know this person? And then light went on when I got home and checked all my emails. Ah, yes, Mark Boyd. I remember Mark. I tried to get this gentleman. He's from the Atheist Alliance of Central Valley in California. I actually tried to get him on my show at the other radio station to have a mm-hmm. debate with Dr. Torrey. And he blatantly refused, and before I could finish my last sentence, he hung up on me. And that was that. Hal, the owner of the other radio station, Hal got involved in this, I was really floored by. He had asked Dr. Torrey if he would consider coming back to that radio station, and I refused to call those call letters out, so that's why I refer to it as the other radio station.
Right.
And it's just uncanny. I have no explanation to why he did what he did, but then he just got very ugly with Dr. Torrey's staff. And I'm very sorry, Dr. Torrey, you had to deal with such a neurotic lunatic.
Well, basically, you know, what happened is this guy, including Hal, and close friends and students, including FBI agent, member of the government, police officers, they are part of this black list. And three-quarter of those people are what you call hardcore scientists, skeptic, and agnostics. They're the people that more than anybody should keep an open mind to what I'm doing. So when I replied to them and they said, you know, in all honesty, what do you have to offer society? What does skepticism really open for? What does skepticism give humanity? when I am here myself, breaching the incredible, the impossible, being forced into experiences that are totally out of this world because I vibrate at such a different and higher level, there is no surprise that this type of crowd would never, ever in a million years be remotely able not only to understand where I'm coming from, but to attract this type of experiences because they vibrate like a dead rock. They vibrate like the planet they're trying so hard to uncover and to explain. To them, again, you know, in a discussion that I had with one of them, I tried to explain to him, it's like explaining, you know, to you how the sun goes through a window and doesn't break it. He said, well, that's the first thing we teach at school. I said, okay, but then tell me what is stronger, 4 inches glass, okay, or a piece of toilet paper, okay, and in common sense dictated the 4 inches glasses. And I said, now, the sun goes through that 4 inches very solid glass without breaking it, and it doesn't go through a little piece of toilet paper because, of course, it produces a shadow. So you're trying to deal with something electric, magnetic, something that is intangible. And then I ask him questions like, can you weigh a soul? Could you weigh anything? Could you weigh your thoughts? Then trying to make them think about the higher energy that I'm trying to decipher to them. They just cannot enter the archetypal consciousness. And when I look back at their charts, both of the guys that I was dealing that are part of these very skeptical groups, both of them were born with the tail of the dragon in Taurus. The most rational, the most logical, the most down-to-earth energy you can get. And this is why these people are just born with an inferior UCI. Now, doesn't mean they're stupid. No.
Right.
But they lack an intuitional domain within their UCI, within their makeup, that make them totally impossible to accept the fact that my hand has two sides and the world is based upon a physical and a spiritual energy, a double entity, which is totally the opposite, and they are stuck in their boxes. So, you know, again, with Mercury retrograde, we were bound to bring back those people, again, confirming to them that I'm not a psychic. I'm just somebody who understands the mechanics of the divine that produce the repetition of the exactitudes of me being able to make earthquake predictions or translate the news before they transpire on CNN.
That's well, I think we have a lot of these people in the world because I deal with it within my own family. I won't mention names, but I'm dealing with a very difficult relative right now, and she has no awareness of anything. So when we tell her, well, we can't go there today because, you know, I just explained the stars, and what does she say? Well, that's a bunch of hogwash. So yeah, well, whether they're 80-something or 40-something, it's all in that UCI.
But you have to remember, Linda, without these people, there would be no solid structure. There would be no gearbox, no solid bridge. Sad enough because they are so logical, they are so rational, they are also much more active than we are, and they end up building the foundation of this world. And they are the one who runs the media, they run the churches, because the church have to be organized. Even though they are selling wind, they are still very organized to build up the Vatican or to build up any of the major religion that you can see. The organization behind this deceiving Neptunian energy is extraordinary. But they are selling something that the majority of the 99.09% of people can assimilate. Now, the 1%, which you happen to be part of, and Tom and Joshua and Mike and anybody out there that are part of the Cosmic Code and those that endorse and support my work, this 1% is ridiculously small compared to the huge masses of morons, no other words.
And we're not talking about the political 1%.
Follow me?
I said, and we're not talking about the political 1%.
Oh, no, no, no. We're not dealing with the physical world here. Yeah.
Exactly. Again, I just wanted to reiterate that.
It's like trying to make these people aware if they're going to be walking in the sun, they're going to have a shadow. And then because they do not see the shadow when there is no sun, then the word shadow completely disappears and doesn't exist to their consciousness. They are hardcore, logical, walking human being that, you know, that are young souls and in need to grow spiritually. But when they are defending their position and they are introduced to somebody like Dr. Chiri, you know, they led them to my website where they are an email with exact dates that's inaugurable with earthquakes sent to NASA and USGS and the Seismologist Institute in Pasadena giving exact date of earthquakes. It is not surprising that they are really, really upset because they do not understand my world and they just... They categorically refuse to see the dated, printed, published fact. So when they dealt with me, and they are dealing with a hardcore, highly spiritual, highly advanced, supernatural human mind, then they got a problem because now their ego gets in the way. Like this sucker was saying to me, well, you know what, the reason why I turn you down, Dr. Chiri, Mr. Chiri, he would never call me doctor anyway, is because you're not a doctor. And I tried to explain to him that he should do his homework a little bit more consciously because every single year, hundreds of thousands of people are dying because of doctors and PhDs.
Exactly.
And since 1991 that I am doing my job, I never killed anybody. Then I lead these people to the endless endorsement that they get from the people that really know me, the 1%. Then again, they don't want to hear that. This doesn't exist. So, you're dealing with a, I wouldn't say subhuman, because this is how they qualify themselves. Can you believe this? He was answering Mike, saying that Mike made him feel like subhuman. And then now we're talking about ego getting on the way.
Oh, yeah.
And I never call these guys subhuman. They actually... signed themselves up as subhuman in our discussion over the internet, which was pretty heated, pretty animalistic. So at the end, I just, because they brought that public, I had myself to do something and write a newsletter about it, which is posted, of course, on my website, trying to, again, raise the cosmic consciousness of these people, knowing that I would never succeed, at least not in this lifetime.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes you just have to say, c'est la vie, you know? You try, you did your best, c'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
It's like that saying goes, you can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make him drink.
No, but, what really gets me is that, Linda, you have approached those guys. You spoke to one of them, right?
Yeah.
And then the disgust, the fear, the insecurity, the unwillingness to face me and to have a discussion that we could, both of us expose our facts, okay? He even refuses that, and hiding his fear, his insecurity, and his ignorance because Dr. Chiri is not a doctor. Guess what? This doesn't stop me teaching who is who in America, doctors and scientists and attorney and people that are much more educated and have much more PhD than this poor guy could ever dream about. But that's how it is.
Well, education doesn't mean intelligence.
Imagine, as I said, imagine that, okay, for respect. Why don't you go like I did in a foreign country, okay, and right in the street or in the tramway in London, start to pick up the language. And once you finally master the language without going to school, because I've never been to school to speak English, all right? And you see the way I write. Then you start to teach the secrets of what it means to be human. So I'm so ahead. I'm so ahead in terms of accomplishment, in terms of perception, vision, I have established emotional, financial, spiritual stability. I have the most wonderful wife in the world. I've got a lot of support and a lot of haters. And I tell you what, none of these guys probably speaks French to start with, and forget about speaking the language of the gods.
I agree, Dr. Torrey. I totally agree. I don't think this will be the last time you'll deal with them. I'm sure in the future, probably both of us will deal with them again.
Well, that'd be, you know, they're surely welcome. I just can't wait, and I hope one of these days, not be facing only one, but both of them, the president and the vice president of this atheist moronic corporation, organization. I hope to have both of them in front of me in studio, either on radio or on television, and deal with these people. And I'm going to be prepared when I go and see them, because when I will expose some of the inarguable, dated, printed predictions, they cannot ask me to make another prediction in the future, which I will do. You know me.
Of course.
But I will also show them the values of my past. And that's why they hate me, because they are not stupid. They are very logical, and they cannot put their fingers on how I do it. I am not a PhD. I am not a geologist. I'm not a scientist. And hell, I do much better than more combined together without taxes. They are completely mesmerized on how I do it, and they just hide behind, you know, their assumption that I am another Mrs. Cleo, when I am more logical, more rational, more perceptive, certainly more intelligent than them all combined, to be able to do what I do. And that's something that they would never, never, ever accept. That's what it comes down to, a big ego battle.
I agree 100%. I don't know what the future holds for them, but you never know. Maybe one of them will wake up someday, and maybe, like you said, maybe not in this lifetime. Dr. Torrey, go ahead.
Oh, I'm so sorry. The Mark is one of my students, somebody told me he was born in October. So it was a dragon's tail in Taurus. So right there, the third house of somebody born in October is into the world of Sagittarius, which is a codification of thought, which is the books, which is college, universities, and the tail of the dragon in Taurus makes it literally impossible for him to bypass the physical manifestation. So I already know much more about himself than he can even acknowledge. He cannot auto analyze himself because he sees the world through his third house, which is a book, the reflection of what other people have said without nothing original or ingenious at all. And on top of that, he is a solid, stubborn Taurus, which will not back off to anything because his books knows better, his past experience, his ridiculous 40 years of education beats even Einstein. When I use the quotes of Einstein, even this don't work to these people, because they all think they know better than Einstein, and they all think that one day there will be the next Einstein. But guess what? To be a genius, you have to be born a genius. There is no schools that produce geniuses. Trust me.
And no amount of dissecting his brain will help. I noticed you wrote an article about these scientists that keep looking into his brain, and it's just a waste of time because they need to look into his UCI to see what a phenomenal person he was.
We are talking about such a high electrical, microscopic cosmic energy. It's like a field of energy that's so refined that these people, they don't have the eye to see, they don't have the brain to understand it or to perceive it, and that's all. They're just young souls. So we cannot, you know, they're still human beings that are well behind of where we're at, and all the people that vibrate at their level, you know, the born scientists, those that are born with a tail in Capricorn, Virgo, or Tauruses, or Mercury, and those hard signs, cannot deal with the intuitional domain of life. They just can't. It's not their position. It's not their job. They're just, you know, meant to build bridge and gearbox and realize that two and two make four, because it's all about mathematics, arithmetics. It's all logical, it's all rational, and this is the crowd of a human being that makes the majority of the scientific community. That's all.
The wonderful world of atheism, folks. Dr. Torrey, I don't know if you're up to phone calls.
Imagine,
but
Linda, if everybody was an atheist, and suddenly, without the right people to stimulate curiosity, and even Einstein wrote, it's a miracle that curiosity is not literally sucked in because of education. You know, it's a miracle that it survived education, as Einstein says. In a world which is moving in such a logical, rational plane, there is more and more, you know, agnostic, skeptics, and logistician than anything else, and making up solely the majority of the educational system, because the root of the educational system is based upon a physical base. And as I said, this science has done incredible discovery and advancement that is so wonderful as to help humanity to move forward to the moon, for example. That's where we can go, as nowhere else, not at least not in my lifetime. But what I'm trying to tell you is this crowd is the one who hold on to the structure, to the base of every single organization, and they just do not match up with other people like Mozart, Beethoven, Dr. Cherry, Nostradamus, Madame Blavatsky, you know, all the spiritualists. And all the artists and creative people that feed the world with their spirituality, their intuition, their creativity. So we're just different because the physical and the spiritual worlds make what we are, all that's going on. But to their consciousness, the world of imagination, spirituality, it's a much too high vibrational system for them to engage with or to assimilate. That's all.
Okay.
All right.
I actually have a caller on. I'm not sure if you're up to calls.
Yeah. Anything you want me to do, Linda?
I know we want to cover a little politics, so I will go ahead and take this first call. This is Lucy from New Jersey. Good evening, Lucy.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Oh, I can barely hear you. You would have to scream if you want me to hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Okay, now it's a little bit better. Okay.
How are you, Mr. Torrey?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful, sweetheart. You know, when I'm talking with Linda, dealing with my energy of high spirituality, when I'm dealing with all the 1%, including yourself, and it makes me happy. It makes me happy to know that there are at least some people that feels like us, and you're one of those.
Oh, thank you. I just
all
wanted
right.
to give you, I don't know if I could ask a personal question or should I ask political question? Does it matter?
Doesn't matter what you want to ask. If it's personal, you have to give me your date of birth. And if it's universal, then everybody will benefit, not just you.
Can I ask a couple of questions or just one?
You, go ahead.
Okay, Dr. Torrey, thank you.
What year?
69.
I got you. Okay. What's your question?
I just wanted to know what was 2012, 2013 going to be like, the
all right.
12/21
okay.
on.
Incidentally, you, I'm looking at your Tale of the Dragon. And you have the same dragon, Nostradamus, Edgar Casey, Madame Blavatsky, artists, swimmers, spiritual. Your Tale of the Dragon is in Virgo, though. Hardcore, down-to-earth, rational, into health, you know, planting mean. That's you. Do you feel this way?
Yes, for the most part. But I still
all
feel
right.
like, you know.
All right. Do you have
different.
Your fear principle, which is Saturn in the world of Taurus, so that could make you insecure about money, and that's going to go down to your throat or your neck when you get stressed. You got me?
Right.
All right, okay. Now, as far as the future is concerned, well, you have the head and the tail of the dragon that, as a Leo, that's going to be affecting Obama's fate. Obama was, like you, born in August, so when the head and the tail of the dragon affected the home and the career area, it induces and forces a total restructure of the base of operation, which means, you know, it'd be a miracle, totally against the stars, if Mr. Obama stayed in the White House. But the dragon works in reverse. The French president, Lagrange, was also born in August, and he was elected, okay? So it there is much more than just the stars that apply. And as always teach my students, the human will is much stronger than the stars. And I really hope that the stars who command the restructure of your home and your career takes place as much for you as President Obama. If not, the worst prediction that I made would be that if he gets reelected, he would get assassinated. So I don't want that to happen. Like, nobody wants that to happen. We don't need another JFK. But that is the forecast. You're supposed to restructure your home and your career, and so is President Obama. You got that?
Okay.
All right.
Does that mean
anything
like a
else,
home,
honey?
Like a home move or something like that?
Well, with the head, the tail of the dragon in your home area, yes. I mean, the base of operation is your home. So if you don't want to move, then you have to do like what I did the last 2 years when the dragon was in my home, forcing me to spend $100,000 to make extension, to redo this, to redo that. So if you don't want to extend your home, if you don't want to satisfy the dragon, then the dragon is going to relocate you. And that's why a lot of people have lost their home. That's why a lot of people have lost their career and their job, because of the economy, which enter also into the game. Something I predicted in 2007 on Coast to Coast, and I said to him to be ready for a full restructure of the United States economy. Back in December 2007, I don't think people knew what was ahead for them, which has been proven, of course, the values of my prediction, knowing that I was the first one ever to mention the word economy on a national radio. After that, this is a word that was said a million times every single day.
So we're not in the clear. We still have to be careful with the career and the home thing. It's not like...
Well, basically, as far as you're concerned, you have to also keep in mind you have a subconscious and a superconscious, which means as a Leo, you're not supposed to work for anybody. During the day, every planet shies away, only
like
the
to.
Sun shines. this means if... you're not happy at work, if you don't make enough money, then the superconscious in time and space, which creates your fate and the fate of the world at large, it can get in gear. That's why you can't feed evil by being negative or listening to apocalyptic promoters, listening to conspiracy talking head, poisoning your mind with negativity, because
that
it comes the reality at the end.
That brings me to my next question. Now, this 2012, this 12/21/2012 date, I'm seeing a lot of things online, like the internet.
Okay, honey, this is exactly what I'm referring at. 2012, did you watch my little video on YouTube?
Yes.
Okay, now, stick to this, honey. Stick to this, because none of those talking heads out there own or have cosmic consciousness. In other words, they are part of the 99.09%. They are not part of the 0.00%, like you and I, like Linda and all the people listening to the show tonight, apart from, of course, some skeptics or some curious. God, thanks for that. Some people are curious and try to understand a little bit more here. So basically, do not fall for that, because now you are becoming part of the evil forces. People who don't have cosmic consciousness, they will use what they have been educated with to make sense to their reality. If they were born religious with a lot of Neptune in their chart, they're going to believe that Jesus is coming back and this is the end of the world, okay? If they're born with a lot of Saturn in their chart, they're going to become a hardcore skeptic. They're going to laugh their head off. They won't even believe in God. Period. They won't believe in nothing because their mind is the size of a pea brain. Okay, now, if you are part of the spiritual people and you understand your position of being a responsible human being, and that means you're going to ascend. You're going to raise your spirit. You're going to ascend, not into paradise, but you're going to ascend into the cosmic code jurisdiction. You're going to ascend into a higher vibration, into the new age, into the light worker. Do you follow me?
See, that's what sounds right to me, what you're saying. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm glad you pursued it. But you're not the only one, honey.
As we get closer to that date, you just hear so many people saying so many different things,
but,
and you're just like,
you need to listen
already
to my shows and Linda's shows, where I also talk about the current dragon in the sign of Scorpio, which is going to eliminate a lot of people. I don't like to give names, but I have to give names in that case. Don't know if you heard of John Hoke. He's supposed to translate Nostradamus Quatrain. And he's predicting Obama will be back on the White House. Again, you can only appreciate him sticking his neck because he used to be a good friend of mine. But long story, short story said, there are a lot of people out there that are making this type of unconscious judgment because they are unconscious and run by their stars, their education, their experiences. They don't know better. They cannot auto-analyze themselves. They don't have cosmic consciousness. So they start to tell you all sorts of things that make sense to them. It's like anybody follow anybody is because it vibrates at its speed. If you believe in conspiracy theory, then you're going to sign up for David Icke and you're going to feed your life with his fears of power, his fear of losing money, his fear of control, his fear of the government. And then the more fear you have, the more you buy his stuff. But you're not a light worker because you're not using the superconscious progressively, positively, that at the end will give us peace, harmony, love, and respect, and the understanding of God's face and his manifestation through the celestial design or the signs. So that's what it comes down to. It. So you can laugh your head off, okay, and you can just say to yourself, welcome the next day. As a matter of fact, I have something set the next day. I think I'm speaking somewhere the very next day, or December 22nd. Nothing dramatic will take place. This is where you're going to appreciate even more Dr. Chiri, because you're going to be able to realize that there are real people out there, and you have people that cannot differentiate imagination from divine information, and you're not cosmic conscious just yet. So it's very normal for you to go back and forth, left and right, until you see the facts. Now, rest assured, 2012 is exactly what my little video is all about. And when I made this video, it was an accident. I was not even supposed to make that video. It happened totally by accident when I started to talk about the superconscious, and then I realized that there are no accidents, and I had to take that little section and bring it to the public and put it on YouTube. Keep watching it. Send it to all the people you know. Okay, and do your part. Do your part as a light worker. Be one of my supporters. Get my newsletters. Put them out there. Put my video out there, because this movement that I started is real, and it's going to become real strong as we're moving into this age of Aquarius.
Lucy, thanks so much for your call. I have other callers I have to get to. I really appreciate
you
calling
in
this evening.
All right, welcome. Bye-bye. Sorry about that, Linda. You know, when
no
I get
worries.
Going.
I know. When you're on a roll, DT, I know. It's all good. Before I bring my next caller on, do we want to talk a little politics, or should we go right to the caller? Let's talk a little politics. The big debates, past, present, future. I don't know if any of you out there, including yourself, Dr. Torrey, watched the vice presidential debate.
I did watch both of them.
Okay. Now, I didn't watch the first one, but I did watch the second one. Very interesting. I watched both, you know, I recorded the first one and got to see some of it, and obviously Obama was definitely not on his game that first night.
You know why, yes.
Yes, he was not having, it was an off night for him, let's face it.
No, what it was on one of his unlucky window dates. This is why in the middle of the discussion, I went and I pushed it all over. I said, he will lose the debate. He will lose the debate to a group. Anyway, and I was trying to prove to the people that the lucky or unlucky window date works. And this is why I so far have been dead on in both debate outcome. Now you watch the rest.
Well, now the second debate, it depends on who you ask on the polls. I watched it, and my personal opinion is I thought Biden cleaned the floor with Ryan, but that's my opinion. But mm-hmm. if you go to like four or five different sites, and some of them being steering to the left and some of them steering to the right, obviously the right one saying that their boy Ryan won, and then the left one saying that Biden won. But I just use Politico as one. They're stating Obama won 48% to 47. But then mm-hmm. when you go to a different poll that's more progressive, it says Biden
right.
Nat won 42 to 35. But we know.
Right. Mm-hmm. But Linda, I watched both debate. I knew the first one. Obama was on a very, very negative window date, which means in no way he will come out good. That's just the way it is. That's being at the wrong place at the wrong time. That's something I've tried to explain a million times to a lot of people that don't understand the values of the lucky and unlucky window dates that we generate. Okay,
that's
the second one, you know, I think Ryan's been interrupted by a bully so many times. So many times that this guy did not behave like the vice president. Okay? He's very competitive. He's also arrogant. This is what came out. And I knew that, again, the stars were not exactly supporting Obama. The fact of the matter is, if you were Obama the next day, okay, and you behave completely different than any president did walking out of Air Force One, that would tell you that he was really upset inside. But anyway, let's look at the third one. You have the paperwork. You have the newsletter. You have the outcome. It's going to take place in the moon in Scorpio, Linda. That means secrets are going to come to light. Those guys are going to go at each other like a vampire, literally. It is a matter of all the self-control that will dictate who's going to be the next president. As a matter of fact, it's not the fourth one, because the fourth one, 150% Obama is in a worse position than even the first one that he had this terrible outcome of his first debate. The last meeting they're going to have, the stars are 150% against the president. And
really?
When I say Obama will not be reelected, I'm using the cosmic code. I'm using the lucky, unlucky window date, and I'm offering the world, I'm offering millions of people the option to judge the values of my work. And again, I'm sticking my neck out, not because I want to be different. I mean, I did it with Clinton. I did it with Bush. And I'm going to do it with this president again. It's just because I look at the stars. Now, if Obama gets elected again, then I'd be the first one to say, I tell you what, it looks like if I need to change job. All right?
Mm-hmm.
It's time for me to move on because, I don't know, something doesn't happen. I try to use the same methodology with boxers, okay? Two, a big fight with Silver and another guy were taking place again last night, I think. And I used that. Guess what? It did not work. Because Silva didn't have the dragon on his face to help him to win. And he won. I stick my neck out there and I said, Silva will lose the fight. So Silva actually won. That tells me that you cannot use metaphysics for gain or for sports. And the reason why I was not 150% confident, because I didn't gamble. I was about to put $1,000 on him. Then that was,
oh, wow,
that was greed.
And was that last night's fight? Was there a fight last night?
Last night fight, yes.
Okay.
So basically, you could see that I was wrong. I was wrong because you're not supposed to use metaphysical higher orders laws for selfish end or for sports. So I've learned my lesson, and a few thousand people, you know, have the right to laugh at me. Of course, they would not know what I've explained to you tonight. So that means there is still a very good possibility that Obama actually win. Right? You right,
well,
Linda?
Okay.
So I am using the best of my knowledge, okay? And from what I know, from what I understand, he will not be reelected. And if he does, then Dr. Cherry has to change job. That's all.
Okay, from your lips. All right.
Hey, and then you have to understand, like, Mr. Obama is a Leo, and I am an Aquarius. Both of us have a dragon affecting the home area and the career area. Isn't that funny?
Polar opposites.
Exactly.
Yep.
So, Charanya and I, we are planning, as a matter of fact, we have an inspector coming to this house within a week or two. We're going to get another house, either close to the water or some places. the Keys in the Bahamas, or, I don't know, maybe in a mountain around here. And maybe it's time for Dr. Cherry to, you know, to get out. I don't know. But we're going to find out, because the dragon don't lie. That's what I firmly believe. And again, I repeat myself, this is a very important show tonight, Linda, because, you know, it shows my integrity, and I'm refreshing again your memory that the dragon's going to affect those born in August and those born in February in their home and their career. There is a complete restructure on both areas. So, hey, now we see, we wait and see.
Time will tell. Absolutely. You heard it here first, folks. Remember that. Is there anything else you want to cover tonight before we let you go? I'm sorry, caller. We won't be able to get to you tonight. I apologize. I do want to cover something before I close out about a proposition that we talked earlier about doctors and how more doctors have killed people than Dr. Torrey. So I feel this proposition
yes.
pertains perfectly to that subject matter.
All right. Well, Linda, you're going to get on the show now. You're going to keep doing your big job out there. And we'll talk to you again some other time, okay?
Sounds good. You guys have a wonderful week. Enjoy your little mini vacation, and we'll be in touch very soon. Okay,
you
Dr.
Bet.
Torrey?
Good night, Nina.
Good night. Bye, you guys. Okay, folks. I wanted to discuss something with you before I closed out, and I have about, four minutes left here. And I'm apologize to the caller that we couldn't get you on. My apologies. So try again next week, 2 weeks from now, and we'll try and have you on. But I want my whole audience to listen, but especially my Californians who are intending to vote. I am not one that sticks my nose in to tell people who to vote for. That's just not my style. That's personal and private, and you choose to vote for whomever you like. That is your God-given right as an American citizen. However, there are some very deceitful commercials going around, and one of Dr. Torrey's friends, Chief Sony Reyna, has been posting these things on my Facebook page, and he's been doing it for quite a while, and I love it. Not a complaint. Bring it on, Chief. But I want to bring something to your attention. Do you know what Proposition 37 is? Do you know what genetically modified food is? What is that? Some people ask. Well, let me just explain to you what this is. Genetically modified food is a simple label that puts genetically engineered foods. It explains to you in a grocery store that where your food is coming from. They're also called GMOs. These are plants or animals that have had their DNA artificially altered by genes from other plants, animals, viruses, or bacteria in ways that cannot occur in nature. So basically, this is a very unnatural way of processing food, growing food, and feeding it to the masses. And here's a reason why we need to label genetically modified foods. We have a right as Americans, as Californians, to know what we are eating and what we are feeding our families and what we put on our table every day. The right to know and the right to choose are a fundamental American value. And 90% of Americans want to know if their food is genetically engineered. More than 50 other countries already require labels on genetically engineered food. California consumers have this right to be informed as well. I also think we have the right to know what's in our food. So I'm urging you folks to vote yes on Proposition 37. And the endorsers of this are the California Nurses Association, the California Labor Federation, the American Public Health Association, and the list goes on and on and on. Whole Foods Market is another one. The people who are making these deceiving commercials for no on 37, I want to enlighten you on who's behind this and who's endorsing this, just so you get an idea of the evil and corruption that we deal with in this world. Monsanto, has anyone ever heard of this? If not, Monsanto, go Google it. They're one of the biggest corporations of genetically modified and engineered foods. DuPont is spending millions. These two companies alone are spending millions to oppose this law in California. This November, Californians can make a decision that could have broad implications of our food producers throughout this country. Whether or not to require labeling of genetically modified organisms in our foods. Now, you know what? Other states have tried it, and they've tried to pass similar measures, and they've failed. But Californians, we're known as the trendsetters, except I think we skipped the boat on the gay marriage thing. But we are the only state, which is really nice to go into a bar because you don't have to deal with any cigarette smokers. You don't have to deal with all of that like you do when you go to Nevada or another state. Just to let you know who is behind the No on 37, besides the two companies I just mentioned, there's PepsiCo Company, General Mills, Kellogg. Each and every one of these companies, all of their food, I don't care if you're eating Frosted Flakes or Lucky Charms, which you shouldn't be eating it anyway because it's full of sugar and crap, genetically modified, right down to the high fructose corn syrup that's in your Pepsis. That's why you need to choose, if you're going to drink soda, to drink natural soda that's made with pure cane sugar. Sugar's sugar, and it's not good for you, but it's a hell of a lot better than genetically modified high fructose corn syrup. Several other large food and beverage companies as well. But here's the kicker of who's against this and wants no on this. Dow Chemical, BASF Plastics, ConAgra, Coca-Cola, Hormel. And I don't know about any of you, but I wouldn't eat anything from Hormel ever. Bayer, aspirin, just to name a few. So, folks, you've heard my little speech, and all I can say is the reason I bring this up is because I have children of my own, and I go nuts. Maybe it's my dragon's tail in Virgo with health, but I go crazy in the grocery stores. But I can guarantee you two stores have made a commitment here in California to not have products that are genetically modified, and that is Trader Joe's and Whole Foods Market. It may cost you a little more, but in the end, it's going to save you money because I call it the evil trinity. You eat the crappy food to go to the doctor that's going to load you up with the pharmaceuticals that he's going to try and tell you to make you feel better. It's a vicious triangle that goes around and around. So you eat the food that makes you sick to go to the doctor that's probably going to kill you from the prescription drugs that he's going to give you because you have diabetes or high cholesterol or gut problems or cancer or this, that, and the other. It's not good, folks. So Californians, think about it when you go to the ballots this November. Think really hard. Think about your children. Think about your children's children. Think about yourself. Think about it. We need to know what's in our food. This is why if you can, buy organic. It's more money, But in the end, it saves money because you don't go to the doctor. And that saying, Mama used to say, you better eat your vegetables. Well, folks, it rings true. You better eat your vegetables. And I mean the whole spectrum of vegetables, every color. Before Dr. Torrey introduced me to that natural blood transfusion, I hated beets. I still hate beets, but beets are an important part of our diet, and I force myself to eat them now. And hey, they're great chopped up in a salad with a little feta cheese or something. It makes the beets go down a lot easier, and I know I'm doing myself a good thing, and I'm eating all the colors of the rainbow in vegetables and fruits. So, folks, I'm going to leave you tonight with that. When you go to the polls, vote yes on Proposition 37. Everybody have a wonderful week. I've gone a little over. Sorry, Dawn. You guys, we'll see you in 2 weeks. Have a beautiful 2 weeks. Bye-bye.